Hello.
Hey, Narayan, this is Sean. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good.
Hey, thanks for sending me the license numbers. I'm actually working on the quote right now. I
no
wasn't
problem.
Sure if your daughter,
mm-hmm.
is she in college?
That's correct.
Okay. Is she attending school locally or is she away at campus?
No, she attending locally 5 miles away.
Okay. All right. So,
we
got a different rate for some college students. We can, if they don't have a vehicle with them, we would charge them a different rate. But she's still living at home, going to school locally. I just need clarification on that.
Yeah. So I have a question about that also. Like, I take out her from my policy and have her own policy, does that make a difference?
It's usually at her age is more expensive for her to be on her own.
Oh, okay. I get you. No problem.
So she would have to have a car. She'd have to have a car titled in her name to be able to do that.
Oh, I see.
You're renting where you are currently living, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, the first proposal that I'm going to discuss with you is going to be through Erie. We can take a look at maybe some other solutions, but between you and I, like at our agency, we really like Erie. We always receive great customer service, great claims experience, and compared to the other carriers that we broker for, they actually do provide quite a bit more coverage on their policies. So this will be the first recommendation that we'll make. Looks like on an annual basis, if we are covering both cars with both collision and comprehensive, so what you would consider to be full coverage, your deductible would be around $500. And every year that you don't cause an accident or have a claim, we would give you a credit of $100 off of those deductibles. So for example, this year your deductible for comprehensive and collision is $500. But if you have no claim activity or accidents in the next year, then we'll renew you with a $400 deductible. And the year after that, $300. And then after a certain amount of time, you'll keep getting these credits until eventually you have a $0 deductible. All right, you with me so far?
So I didn't hear, what company is this?
Erie Insurance. E-R-I-E. Erie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're very very popular here in Virginia.
I see.
So same coverage for Ford C-Max as the Kia Sportage. They're going to have the same deductible of $500 for comprehensive and collision, and then they're both going to have unlimited roadside assistance and rental car up to a $600 limit. The good news for you is because you, your wife, and your daughter haven't had any moving violations, not any that we found at least. We are able to.
Because, having this with like past 10 years, none of us has any bad records or any good driving history. So that was the reason, accident forgiveness, that was something they called. They give me with my previous insurance. So does any of your company, Erie Insurance, give those?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going over.
Okay.
So as a reward to you, it's pretty rare, I would say, to have all three drivers of one household have no moving violations in the last 5 years. It's pretty outstanding. So what Erie will do is they will give you what's called a rate lock, which means that for a period of 3 years, your rate stays exactly the same. And the benefit to you is if you do have an accident or ticket that is not used to increase the price at the next renewal. And as well, some years there is just a rate increase in Virginia. It depends on the number of accidents that people around you have filed. So you're exempt from any rate increases until at least 2022. So you can budget your insurance pretty predictably every month or every year for the next 3 years. You've earned that because you haven't had any moving violations. So you would qualify for the rate lock for a period of 3 years. Okay. And then the other component of your policy, in addition to the full coverage on the cars, is going to be liability. So if you, your wife, or your daughter cause an accident and someone in an opposite car is hurt, we would pay up to $50,000 for their injury for one person. And it, let's say, for example, it's a car with two or more passengers. The maximum limit is $100,000 for medical expenses that they suffer. And property damage is paid up to a limit of $50,000.
So you're talking about the third party, right? What word do you use?
Yeah. This is liability, right? So liability is included on every policy. But this would be if you or your wife or daughter are responsible for an accident where you've caused it and somebody else is hurt or their property damaged. These are, I'm just letting you know what the limitations on the policy are. So $50,000 for any one person's injuries, $100,000 max for two or more people that are hurt, and $50,000 for property damage. But you also have coverage for yourself. So if you or your wife or your daughter are involved in an accident and you guys are hurt, then you have medical expenses that you can use. There's no deductible. If you need to take an ambulance down to the hospital and get checked out, stay overnight, get x-rays, then you have coverage for that as well. Everything makes sense so far?
Yeah, so self-medical also include 50K, or how much is that?
Not 50K. We can make it 50K, but I generally recommend no less than 5,000. And in Virginia, that we can multiply that by the number of cars you own. And it's available for you and anybody that's in your car at the time of the accident. So you and any passengers that you're with, because you have two cars, we could multiply the number of vehicles by the amount of coverage. So it's $10,000 per person at the time of accident. It doesn't matter if you're at fault or the other driver's at fault. Basically, like, if you're hurt and you need to use the coverage, this is coverage you can use immediately without having to pay a very high healthcare deductible to receive immediate medical treatment. Make sure you guys are okay if you're involved in an accident.
I see.
Okay. And we would bill you on an annual basis, so for a duration of 12 months. Now, if you were to pay in full, the cost for all three drivers and two vehicles would be $2,344. And if you decide to pay monthly, it's a little bit different. But the discounted rate is the annual option. We give you a 7% discount for paying in full. Monthly is a little bit more.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm paying monthly right now.
Okay. So the monthly option is annualized. It's $2,514, which on a monthly basis would be $209.50. But you can save yourself about $170 just by paying in full. So it's $2,344 per year if you pay in full, $2,514 per year if you pay monthly.
Okay. Do you mind repeat that, please?
Yes. $2,344 if you pay annually for the year, a one-time payment.
Mm-hmm.
$2,514 if you pay month by month. Right. So the monthly breakdown is $209.50. So okay. The difference between paying monthly and paying just one time per year is about $170 is what you save.
Right.
So most of our clients choose that option because, I mean, you're going to be paying the insurance anyways. So you can save $170 just by making the payment one time per year.
I see.
Yeah. And because you have the rate lock, whatever payment plan that you choose is the same amount that your policy renews the next year and the year after, because the price doesn't change, right? So if there's a rate increase to all of your neighbors, you're exempt from that. Or if there's a ticket or an accident that you, your wife, or your daughter has, We're not going to charge you for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there an alternative instead of rate lock? You can give me discount on the existing rates?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I said, suppose I don't need the rate lock.
Oh, it's not any extra for the rate lock. I mean, it's just something that because of your driving history, you've earned.
Right.
That
so
doesn't cost
what,
you.
What
not,
I was saying,
it's not extra.
Instead of like rate locks, can you just give me the discount on my existing policy based on the driving history?
If you didn't do the rate lock, just a 1 year annualized premium is $2,420, but that rate isn't guaranteed for the second year. There's a possibility that if there's a high number of claims in your area the following year, that the price would change to be greater than $2,420. So $2,344 is the rate lock rate. You would pay that this year, next year, and the year after. So that is the lower priced option out of the two.
I see.
Yeah. That's the better option, though, because I know that your driving history has been great up until now, but it's a little unpredictable when you might get pulled over by police or have an accident. But normally, if you have your first accident, your premium can go up by as much as 30%. And so that wouldn't happen to you if you had the rate lock. We would just continue charging you the same amount.
I see.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
When would you like to start?
Coverage part, can you email me so I can take a look at it when I go home today?
Yeah, of course. But if you don't mind telling me real quick, what's your opinion of everything that we discussed? You like it? It sounds good. You think that you're interested to move forward? What are you thinking?
Yeah, like I was paying right now with Geico is somewhere around 170.
Okay, and what's included for that?
So that's the reason actually I wanted to compare like what difference in the amount I have. So if that amount, your amount is higher, then obviously this is a good choice. Because that might be the lower coverage, you know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very possible that Geico might be giving you lower limits of coverage.
I think that too, yeah.
Yeah, I think probably if we looked at it, it would probably be the state minimum liability limit. And certainly there's no rate lock. There's probably no medical expenses. There's not the diminishing deductible that decreases each year.
Yep.
But also, we were estimating approximately 12,000 miles per year for your Kia. Does that sound accurate, how much you'll be driving?
Yeah, sounds good. Like this year, I have 8,000 miles.
Got it. All right. So the best thing that I can do for you at this time is just send you over the proposals, have you take a look at it, and then
Yep. Out of the two cars, suppose we don't drive one car a lot, right? Maybe like say 20 miles a day, or maybe sometime even zero, you know? So, I mean, one car is sometimes even sitting whole week at home.
Yeah, the Ford, for you, we've listed as a pleasure use car. So we've estimated that that car will travel about 8,000 miles per year. I was curious to see how much you'll be driving on the Kia.
Right, so Kia is last year 8,000, November to November. And the Ford
how many miles how many miles do you commute to work with the Kia?
50 miles every day, so 20 days if you consider.
50 miles, like 25 miles to work, 25 miles back.
Mm-hmm. Into 22, maybe 1100, yeah.
22 round trip or 22 one way?
No, 22 days, I was telling you.
Right, I know, but how, 50 miles a day, 22 days a month? Okay. Yeah, you're probably on track to doing about 12,000 miles per year.
That's correct.
Okay. So I think you'll create the proposals that I send over. I'll send you a summary with bullet points that'll be very easy to read.
Yeah, at least I just need the coverage part of it. You know, like how much coverage for each kind of liability and those.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, we can get you a good plan in place. I certainly don't want you choosing an option just because it's cheap. But if we look at Geico's offering, there's probably a lot of coverage they would find value in that's probably missing from that plan.
That's what I think, though. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I will send it over as quickly as I can. Expect to see it in about 10 minutes.
No rush. Take your time.
You can email me with your questions, or I will be available between 9 and 5 tomorrow.
Definitely. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your night, Narayan.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye.